Hello, 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 everybody. How are you doing? How is your Tuesday already working out for you? One thing I know is that his mercies are brand new every morning. So I know that the Lord has given you the blessing for the day, the energy and the strength for this day. We are going to continue with Progress on Purpose as we run the final run of 2021 and as we just make the corner, the turn into 2022. And we are praying, Father, give us wisdom again. Amen. Well, my friends, just invite somebody to come in. Just get someone to come on, share this link. This is a game changer presentation today. I truly believe that is going to do something amazing to someone who needs it as we go into this new year, as we finish up this year. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. Don't underestimate what God can do in this coming 16 days, I think, or 17. Don't underestimate what God can do in this remaining days of 2021 as we all look forward to 2022. But I just want to prepare us as we progress on purpose, where we are practical, relevant, and biblical. And here's the biblical piece. Then we get into it. Questions, nine questions for greatness. That's what I want to talk about today. Nine questions for greatness. These questions, you need to write them down. You need to interact with them as the year ends. Interact with them next year. Maybe interact with them the rest of your life. This can be a game changer, a formula that can help you and myself as we run the race and become what God wants us to be. Psalm 90, verse 12. Reads this way, so teach us to number our days. So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Numbering of days matters, and our decisions and our actions and behaviors, they reveal how much we are numbering our days. So I just want us to get into it. So teach us how to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. It is the heart of wisdom that you need, that I need, in order for us to become what God has created us to be. And all of us were created for greatness and for greater. And so here it is. I just have nine questions that I want to share with us. Nine questions for greatness. These are questions you need to ask as you attain or gain a heart of wisdom. Wisdom is the thing that we need, my friends. So here it is. Nine questions for greatness. You need to ask these questions as the year is coming to an end. Ask these questions as you get into the new year, and keep on asking these questions at every juncture and turn of your life. So here it is. Number one, first question you need to ask yourself is a question for greatness. What was my original motive? What was my original motive? In whatever stuff you do, wherever you find yourself in, whether it's career, family, relationship, or marriage, it don't matter what it is. Ask yourself this question. What was my original motive? Because all of us, my friends, are where we are because we had an original motive. This is a decision question. This is a decision question. That's question number one. A decision question. What was my original motive? It matters for you to understand that, because life is going to throw in distractions. The only thing the devil can do is not stop God's plan for your life and God's purpose through your life. But what the devil can do, and he's a master at this thing, he can distract you and I from being and doing what God wants us to be. So question number one, what was my original motive? When this person became my friend, what was my original motive? When I started going to this church, what was my original motive? When I got into this career, what was my original motive? When I married this woman or this man, what was my original motive? This is a decision question you must ask and you must answer. All right? It helps for you to go back to your original motive, because there's a lot of things that will come and distract you on the path to greatness. All right? So as you progress on purpose to greatness, which all of us, because we are created in the image of God, everybody has got greatness in them. All we got to do is tap it and bring it out. So question number one, what was my original motive? This is a decision question. Answer that question. Most of the times we leave ourselves, we blame the world, blame everybody, and yet we are the ones who got distracted and we ended up in the wrong place. Here's second question for you to ask. Second question for greatness, what did I do? What did I do? This is an analysis question. What did I do? See, it's easy for you to say, what did they do? Why, what is it that they, what is it that they didn't do? You may know what everybody didn't do, what everybody has done. What have you done? You must analyze you. 2021 is coming to an end. Ask yourself this question. What was my original motive when I entered 2021? And then ask it. That's a decision question. And then what did you do in 2021? Oh, Pastor, you need to take an analysis of you in 2021. Take an analysis of you on the job where you are. It matters, my friends. Somebody said to me, listen, you've heard this thing, practice makes perfect. Anybody ever heard that? Practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. Practice, practice, practice. Practice makes perfect. I was listening to one of the motivational speakers this morning, and it blew my mind. And he said, you need to get rid of that notion that practice makes perfect. No, practice never makes perfect, but practice makes improvement. Somebody shout improvement out there. Practice makes improvement. It's not about perfection. It's progress over perfection. So ask yourself this question. What did I do? What did I do? This is an analysis question. You must take an analysis on you, my friend. Stop giving yourself a pass. Stop giving yourself an excuse. Stop trying to blame the world and you go scot-free. You must ask, if you are going to move to your greatness God has put in you, it matters for you to ask this question, what did I do? All right? It is an analysis question. We are scared of this. This is scary. We don't want to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, the man in the mirror is my competition. The man in the mirror is my supporter. The man in the mirror may be messing me up. So that analysis is very, very important, because you can only control what you do. You can only control what you do. You can't control what your wife does, what your mama does, what your father does, what your supervisor. You can't control anybody else. The one person you have 100% control of, it's you. So here's question number two. What did I do? You need to have an analysis on that, because practice never makes perfect. Practice makes improvement. All you need is improvement. If you improve 1%, if you improve 2%, hey, even if you improve 0.5%, you didn't hear what I'm saying. I mean, improvement is improvement. If you improve in your finances, improve spiritually, improve physically, improve socially, man, what an amazing thing. But ask yourself this question, what did I do? Share this with some people. I really do believe this is a game changer, but share with your friends, put it on your page, because we want people to deal with these questions. We are always running away from that which helps us, because it's scary for you to look yourself in the mirror, but you need you to be your supporter and your partner in order for you to get into the greatness God has created you. So question number three. I won't keep you long. Question number three. So question number two is, what did I do? This is an analysis question. Question number three, it comes. Ready for it? When did I do it? When did I do it? This is a time question. This is a time question. When did I do it? Some people are talking and trying to look at their lives based on stuff they did 5-10 years ago. All right? If it didn't happen the past 90 days, you need to understand it should never have such kind of impact in your life as it does. Some people are looking at stuff that happened 10 years ago, 15 years ago, crippling progress, and you are hindering yourself from moving because, my friend, you need to ask this time question, when did I do it? Question number one, what was my original motive? Question number two, that's a decision question. Question number two, when did I do it? That's an analysis question. And question number three, when did I do it? That's a time question. The Bible says there's a season for everything. A time and a season for everything under the sun. Your time matters. Time question. When did you do it? Here's number four. Number four. We're working, for those of you coming, we work on Psalms 90 verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. So we are dealing with nine questions for greatness. And here's number four. Number four, what happened? Just that question. What happened? What happened? That's a question for results. So you must be so result-driven in your life that you don't waste time with things that ain't producing nothing. I just wanted to understand, Jesus says, listen, I'm the vine, you are the branches, and my Father is the farmer, and he prunes so that he can bear much fruit. You need to understand that your life You were created to bear fruit. You cannot stay in the same position forever and ever. No, 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 no. What happened? You must answer that question to yourself. That's a game changer question for greatness. It is a result question. What happened? What happened? You need to ask that. I'm so glad my brother is here, Doctor. Dr. Kambi is the original. Thank you, sir. And I just wanted to understand, you need to ask this question. It's questions for greatness. What happened? This is a result question. You know, you don't have the degree. What happened? Your family is falling apart. What happened? You have no money. What happened? You no longer go to church. What happened? You go to church, but you're complaining all the time. What happened? You need to address this result question, because here it is. Oh, God, here it is. God only, you need to be so fruit driven in your life, because listen to me, God never prunes a dead branch. God never prunes a dead branch. In other words, as you produce, God is getting ready to prune you so that you can do more. Be a result driven Christian. It matters. So what happened is question number five. It's very, very important. Number four, what happened? It's a result question. Teach us how to number our days. We want to gain a heart of wisdom. Here's number six question. Number six question, here it is. In fact, number five. Number four says, what happened? And number five, Sister Kelly says, why did this happen? So it's not enough for you to know what happened, but you need to know why it happened. All right? When you ask the why did this happen, that's an evaluation question. Listen, I'm going to launch in 2022 Progress on Purpose Conference. That's what we're going to do. We're going to start right here in the United States of America, and we're going to spend a weekend. Imagine a weekend of coaching and empowerment, praying and laughing and growing and improving together. A Progress on Purpose Conference. Watch out for that. It's coming. We start in the States and we move it over to the rest of the world. Here it is. You need to ask this question. Why did this happen? Because if you don't ask the why, you're going to keep repeating the what. What happened? Okay, that's a results question. But you need to ask the why. You must start with the why did this happen? Well, I made this decision because I was sick. I made this decision because I was afraid. And I made this decision because I wanted to. You must always know why it happened. Ask that question. Evaluate the situation. Why did this happen? Does that make sense? All right, there's a question for greatness now. You don't have to use them one day. You can use it for the rest of your life. Some of you just need this for you to keep moving. Why did this happen? Yes, I'm crying. Yes, I'm hurting. But why did this happen? It's important for you to learn to ask yourself questions. When you read through the Bible, can I say this? When you read through the Bible, you're going to discover that God asked more questions than explanations. Oh, God, here it is. God would ask people, what's your name? In fact, Adam and Eve, after they messed up, Genesis chapter 3, the first thing God did in verse 9 was ask them, where are you? Has it ever dawned on you that the first thing God asked when man had sinned was a question, where are you? And when they started telling God how they were naked, God asked in verse 10 of Genesis 3, who told you? Oh, God, here it is. And it comes to Cain. Cain had killed his brother Abel. Anybody knows the Bible out there? And God asked him, where is your brother? In fact, before he got there, he asked him, why are you so sad? It's an amazing. Jesus comes along and he asked his disciples, who do people say I am? I want you to understand the questions you ask. You must learn to ask questions if we're going to enter into the greatness that God has given us. So here it is, number five. Why did this happen? This is an evaluation question. You must face you if you're going to become greater than what you are. And there's greatness in you. I know it is, because you were created in the image of our Almighty God. And here's number six question. These are just nine questions for greatness. Number six, here it is, here it is. How can I change this the next time around? Okay, so question number one, what was my original motive? Question number two, what did I do? What was my original motive? That's a decision question. And what did I do? That's an analysis question. And when did I do it? That's a time question. And what happened? That's a result question. And why did this happen? That's an evaluation question. And number six, how can I change this next time around? You ready for this? That's a correction question. If correction is beneath you, you are not ready for greatness. All right? It matters for you to be corrected. None of us has it all. Nobody has it all. So you are going to be corrected, and you need to learn to correct yourself. How can I change this next time around? You need that that correction question. You need to ask yourself, well, this happened. What do I need to do next time so that this does not happen? The correction question is, how can I change this next time around? Matters for you to do that. All right? Here's number 7. I'm almost done. I've got a doctor's appointment. I need to go and get my vocals checked out. They've been messing up. And so we just pray that the Lord does what the Lord has to do. And number 7 says this. Seventh question. What will I do differently? What will I do differently? And that's an action question. All right, you need action. Don't just know what's wrong. You know, there's so many people in this world who are sitting at this place complaining about everything, complaining about everybody, and blaming everybody. Oh, no. Action trumps everything. And in order for you to have the right action, ask this question, what will I do differently? Because insanity, you know this, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over, expecting different results. You know that. That's what insanity definition is that we all use. You doing the same thing over and over and over and over and expecting different results. So you need to ask yourself this question, what will I do differently? For my family, for my health, you know, I want to lose weight. Okay, that's good. What are you going to do differently? You know, you can't be eating everything that you've been eating that made you fat in order for you to lose weight. Are you feeling what I'm saying? Well, I want to be close to the Lord. Well, what are you going to do differently for you to be close to the Lord? It may be subscribing to Progress on Purpose YouTube. It may be looking for a Bible study partner. It may be enlisting for someone to be a mentor spiritually. What are you going to do differently? I'm going to be in church every weekend. I'm going to participate in church. You need to do something different. I'm going to buy flowers for my spouse or the person I'm dating. Or, you know, I'm going to be nice. What will you do different? This is an action question. You know what the Bible says? Listen to me. Many of us don't have a faith problem. We have a works problem. James says faith without what? Works is what? Dead. So in other words, you can have all the faith in the world, but if you don't have any works, it's dead faith. So there are many people who pray all the time, many people who read the Bible all the time, many people who come to church all the time, and there's no works in the faith. That's dead faith. In other words, you need to ask, what will I do differently? Action question. It matters for you to be a person of action, but ask intelligent questions for you to get to what thing you can do. Here's number 8. Number 8, I got to go. Number 8 is, how will I do it next time? So 7 says, what will I do differently? And then question number 8 says, how will I do it next time? You ready for this? That's an improvement question. Oh, I love improvement. I love it. Listen, you need to learn to celebrate your improvements. I'm telling you right now, I was talking to somebody. It doesn't matter whatever you improve in, you need to celebrate. Celebrate your little wins. You're going to do it. If you were not running to lose weight, but you walk a little bit, you park your car far from the door. Yeah, you are doing so. That's an improvement. That's an improvement. You get into the store. You walk around the store before you get for what you're going for. That's improvement. What will I do? How will I do it next time? Improvement question. As long as you can improve, greatness is on the other side. You can always restart. Let me look in the face. You can always start over again, and you can always believe for greater because, my friend, improve. As long as you improve, as long as there's breath in your lungs and the life of Almighty God is resting on your life, you have no idea how your life is going to end. As long as you know how to do it next time, as long as you improve, I don't care where you are. Lazarus was dead, stinking, and yet God brought him back to life. You serve a God who specializes in resurrection power. In order for there to be resurrection, there must be death. I don't care what has died in your life. I want you to understand God is able to bring that thing back to life. God is able to turn it around. You serve a God who created you for his purpose, for his glory. Your life ain't over. Woo! Be a friend of improvement. How will I do it next time? And then question number 9, I gotta go. It is now right, number 9. Number 9 is bad, I'm telling you. I got number 9 from one of my mentors, man, powerful president of one of the conferences that I pastored. Great guy. Love this guy. Passionate guy. And he taught me this question. You ready for this? This is question number 9. It's not mine. I got this from my mentor, Elder Brown, great man of God. He asked me, he taught me this question. Here it is, this question number 9. What is the wisest thing to do? In this situation I'm in, what is the wisest thing to do? That's a question, that's a wisdom question. I didn't say what is the wise thing to do. I'm saying what is the wisest where I am with what I got, with the conditions I got. What is the wisest thing to do? That's a wisdom question. Psalm 90 verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. I just wanted to understand this is powerful. 9 questions. Listen to them again. If you are not subscribed to my YouTube channel, Progress on Purpose, please come help me so that we can get to 1,000 subscribers by the end of this year. We got things coming lined up, and tomorrow I'm going to come in with how to package your past properly. Tell somebody who's struggling with whatever they've done, dumb stuff. All of us have done dumb stuff in the past, but I'm going to try to teach somebody. I preached this sermon 2 Sabbaths ago in my church, and I don't normally repeat my sermons, but I it won't be a sermon. I'll just teach out from that, okay? How to properly package your past so that 2022 is not a victim of 2019. What is the wisest thing to do? That's a wisdom question. Blessings on you, my friends. I know you're busy. Some of you at work, please don't lose that job, all right? Don't lose that job. Just ask these questions for greatness. Interact with each one. If you have any questions on the questions, please holler at your boy. I'm over here. Talk to me. Let's pray. Let's pray together. I'm here to coach. I'm here to be empowered. I want to hear what you think about these questions. If you have something, please put it right there. I want to grow with you. Let's grow together. Is that all right? Let's grow together. Don't underestimate the 16 days before the year is over. God can do amazing things between now and December 31st. Don't count out what you haven't experienced yet. Child of God, be full of anticipation. Something good is about to happen. Blessings on you. And we are praying, Father, be with us. Wisdom. For wisdom we pray. Amen. See you tomorrow. God willing, pray for me. That's the intention. I believe God will make it happen. Blessings on you. Let me go to the doctor.